Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Psachim in Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Ha'einen. What is an einen? When a person loses a close relative, Rachmana Litzlan. On that day, he's an einen. The Batnura explains, before Kvura, he's called an einen, and even after Kvura, that entire day, he's called an einen. The halachis for an einen are very strict, much more so than the regular halachis of Avelis. Min HaTorah, he is an einen until at night. So let's say he lost his relative on Tuesday. Tuesday night, he should be a regular Avel, no longer an einen. But the Chachamim said that his status of aninus should continue. So the night afterwards, he is an einen midrabbana. But an einen cannot eat hegdish. So what happens if he's an einen on the day of Erev Pesach? So Chazal said, even though normally we would say the night of Pesach, he's an einen midrabbana, not in this case, because we don't want to prevent him from being able to eat the Karban Pesach. Lehamidu divrayim b'makom karis. Not eating the Karban Pesach is a chi of karis. And that's what basically we're going to see in this list. We're going to see different situations where Chazal were mekel in order to allow for this person to partake in the Karban Pesach. One is the case of ha'einen. Another example would be v'hamifakeach es hagal, one who clears away a pile of rubble. Clears away a pile of rubble, what's the problem? What does that have to do with not being able to eat the Karban Pesach? Well, we're talking about a case where a wall or a building collapsed and there was someone inside. And these are rescuers that are searching. Now we know, unfortunately, there's a chance that whoever is looking over here, maybe he's a Hatzalah member, maybe he's a Zaka member, something like that, he may never find the victim no longer amongst the living, and then he's going to be Tameh. So if on Erev Pesach he's searching through the rubble, looking for the victim, looking for the person underneath, should we say that we can't shech the Karban Pesach for him? And the answer is no, we're not going to say that. Who says we're going to find the victim, Nebuch, not alive? Maybe we'll find him alive? Fakert? A person has a cheskas tahara, unless we know for a fact that he's tameh. So memela ha'einen, the einen, who at night would only be an einen midrabanan, or v'mafakeach es hagal, this person who is searching through the rubble, we shech for them the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah proceeds with the list. V'chein mi sheheftechuhu, they promised him, lo'itziu mi beisu asur, that he's going to be released from prison. V'hachayla, and someone who is not well, v'hazake, as well as an older person, shein yichayla lechol kazayis, l'maisa, he could eat a kazayis, even though sometimes he may get sick and he won't be able to. But for all these people, shaychetin aleihem, we're going to shecht for them. But there's a condition. We'll shecht for them if they're in a chabura with others. You see, if worse comes to worse, these people won't be able to eat, it's not going to pass all the Karban Pesach. You still have others who can eat it. But we don't mind including them in the chabura, because there's a chance that it'll be okay. However, al kulan, in regard to all these people on the previous list, the einen, the mefakeach es hagal, the one who is searching, the one who has promised to be taken out of jail, as well as the chayla and the zakin, the din is ein sheichtin aleim b'fnei atzma. You can't shecht just for them. If I have a whole chabur, and everyone here is in one of these categories, then we cannot take a chance. Again, al kulan, in regard to all of these just mentioned, ein shechtin aleim b'fnei atzma. If you only have such people over here, you can't shecht for them. Shema, because maybe, yaviu es ha-pesach l'dei psil, you're going to bring the Karban Pesach to become pasul. We're willing to be mekel, but we understand that we're taking a chance. In the case of the einen, he may be metam himself, lemeis. He's so distraught, the Eibush is lapidin. In the case of the rescuer, who's looking for the person that the wall fell on him, maybe he will find the victim not amongst the living. And the person who's in jail, even though they promised to free him, who says they will keep their promise. However, the Gemara says this is only by a prison of Oivde Kechavim, where it says, Asher Piyam Dibur Shav. But if he's Chavish Al Yidei Yisrael, let's say Bezdin put him in, for any one of the many reasons that Bezdin could put someone into prison. He had to pay money, he had to divorce a wife that he was not permitted to marry. And if they promise to release him, then you can shecht even just for him or for a company of people like him. The She'eris Yisrael Yedabru Chazav. Here we go with the assumption if he was promised to be released, he's going to be released. And furthermore, the Batanura explains, if the jail was in Yerushalayim, even if he is imprisoned, bidei ovdei kechavim, we can still shecht for these people on their own. Because worse comes to worse, it's possible we can get the Karban Pesach into the jail, and they can eat it there. It's in Yerushalayim. As far as the Chayla and the Zaken are concerned, you can't shecht just for them, because maybe they're not going to be feeling well, and they won't be able to eat the kazayas. So again, Zakta Mishnah. Al kulan, for any of these cases, ein sheichetin aleim b'fnei atzma. If the whole chabura is these people, you can't just shecht for them. Shemi yivu es ha-pesach l'dei psul. Maybe we're going to bring the carbon pesach to become pasul. But if it's them plus other people who don't have this concern, they can be included in the chabura. Lefikach, therefore, because al pi halacha they're allowed to be included in the chabura, and during the time of the shechita of the carbon pesach, they were roi to eat, and the dam was sprinkled on their behalf, even if it turns out at the end they taka weren't able to eat, but peturin melasas pesach shein. They were yoitz of the Karban Pesach, and they don't have to participate in Pesach Sheini a month later. We have learned this already earlier. If you were roi b'shas Karban, even though l'maisa you didn't get a chance to eat, you're still yoitz of the Karban. The only possible exception who will have to bring a Pesach Sheini is chutz, the one who was clearing the pile of rubble. Shehu tamei mitchilasi, he could be tamei to start with. In other words, the einein, although at the end he couldn't hold himself back, he was mitamei himself, but lemaisa at that point he was roi. When the shchit and the zrika came, he was fit to go. The person that was promised to be taken out of prison, so lemaisa the potential was still there for him to be able to eat. The chayil and the zaken, so we thought they will be able to eat the kazayis. All these people were roi lekach during the time of shechita and zrika, just lemaisa they couldn't get to eat. The exception to the rule is the man who's clearing the rubble. Because if it turns out that the worst of our fears have been realized, and the person under the rubble tak is not amongst the living, so it turns out shehutamei mitchilasa. Because the mice, even though he didn't find the mace till later, but he was mahil. The mace causes tumma to anyone who passes over it. And although you don't necessarily have to be able to eat in order to be yotze the Karban Pesach, but it had to have been that you were roi to eat it during the time of the shechita and the zrika. Now the Gemara says it really depends how the rubble was situated. If the rubble was like in a round circle, the Rambam says it was a triangle piece of rubble. So he's searching and searching. The chances are that he was like hovering over the entire area where the mace was. So he was already tameh. Although he didn't know it, he was already tameh during the time that the Karban Pesach was being shechted. But let's say the pile of stones wasn't in a circle, or as the Rambam says, in a triangle. Let's say it was a long pile, like a rectangle. So lav dafka that he was standing over the mace as he was searching his way down the line. Here, it could very well be that during the time of Shechita, he wasn't passing over the Tumah, and the Melech, he would be potter from participating in Pesach Sheni. Okay, quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you have some people that it's a little shaky. We're not so sure whether they're going to be roi at night. You have an oinein. At night is only an oinein in Drabonan. Chazal said that it's okay. We're not going to insist that is aninus, that Rabbanah should stop him from eating a Karban Pesach, but we know there's a chance that he may come to touch the mace. There's the person who's searching in a rubble. We know that at any point it could be he's going to find that the victim that the rubble fell on, that the wall fell on, is no longer amongst the living. You have someone who has promised to be taken out of jail, although we can't be 100% sure that at night he'll be out of jail, he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. But the Maisi was promised, you have a chayil and a zaken that sometimes they could eat a kazayas, we hope that they can. So, sheichet and aleim, they can be included in the chabura, but they cannot be included in the chabura if you only have a chabura of these people. Because then there's a chance that taka won't be able to. And the Karban Pesach will be possible, because no one can eat it. But if it's them and others, and we know the sefkel sefer, the Pesach won't be possible, you can include them in. We're going to take the chance. even though it turns out at the end they won't be able to eat taka, the oinein did become tamei. The person who was promised to be taken out of jail was not released. They didn't keep his promise. The choel and the zaken couldn't eat the kazayas. But lemaisa, they're potter milasas pesach sheni because they were roi lekach during the time that the carbon was shechted and you had this rikas hadam. The exception would be the one who was searching in the rubble, because then it turns out if nebuch we find the person that was caught underneath, not amongst the living, so he was already tamei to start with. He was mahal ala toma, unless the rubble was long. It wasn't round, it was long. So he was working his way down the line, and it could be that at that point he wasn't over the toma yet. We also mentioned regard to the person that's in the prison. When do we say you can't shecht only for such people? If it's in the prison of Avodas Klechavim, because there's no guarantee that their promise will be kept. But if it's Bezin who put him into jail for whatever reason, and they say they're going to release him, then we can rest assured it's going to take place. And in Mele, you could shecht even for a chabura only of such people.